Gentlemen, lady and gentlemen, I say lady, yeah, she's the one who's recording, she's listening to the recording. Lady and gentlemen, here we are, this week's parasha. We have this fascinating story of what happened with Yosef and his brothers. And Yosef is a very enigmatic figure. What is it about Yosef? The pasuk says, Eile told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Reishana. Yosef was 17 years old. Hunar. It's something very interesting over here. We have a hard time wrapping our head around this. What does it mean? He's Nara. She says, Mesalsel Besairo Mashmish Beinov. Which means that he was busy with his hair and also with his eyebrows, I guess, or something about his eyes. He was a good looking fellow, young lad. And he apparently knew that or was busy with it. Now, this is hard to wrap your head around. Once upon a time, there was a chassidus, the Bell's chassidus. They did a play about Yosef and his brothers. It was a very, very big, like, opera. And when they were talking about Yosef, so the father said, "No, Yosef, how long are you going to be kreiseling the pious? How long are you going to be playing with your pious? Because how else do you understand his Mesalsel Besairoi?" So that was their, by the way, the people in that play, many of them had a very tragic story, so they decided never to do the play again. Because we don't try to depict the Shvatim and try to, like, it just wasn't, it didn't, this was many, many, many years ago. I'm talking about 40 years ago this happened. They decided that we're not doing that anymore because it didn't go over well, apparently, in Shemayim. Anyway, but my point is that, like, how do we understand what's going on over here with Yosef? Yosef is Mesalsel Besairoi. And it's also, he's being memashmish be'enav. He's busy with his eyes and busy with his hair. Rashi says, Kideshu nira yafe, wants to look good. On the other hand, we have another pshat that it says about Yosef. It says, V'hunar es b'nei bilav es b'nei zilpa. He was nar them. What does it mean he was nar them? So Rashi brings down, K'loi merogil etzol b'nei bilha. He was found commonly by B'nai Bilah, B'nai Zilpa, because the other brothers were Mevazinoisam. Because they said they're the children of low class. They're the common folk. And we're the daughters of the sons of Leah. So we wouldn't associate with the common folk. And Yosef was Adarabu Makarvon, he was bringing them close. Yosef Maizenairis, that's his Nar. What is the connection between these different ideas? So the Shvile Princhas brings from Tikune Zohar. Rabbi Yosef, we're going once again deep into the mystical waters, the depths of the Torah. And he says that Yosef Atzadik was a Gilgal of someone named Chanoich ben Yered. I'm not sure if you remember Chanoich ben Yered. Chanoich ben Yered was born in the times of the Mabel. And the Pasuk says, Vayishalech Chanoich es Alekim. Chanoich went with God. Ve'einenu. And he disappeared. Hashem took him away, and that was like right before the Mabel happened. Boom. And then we had the Mabel. So who was this person, Chanoich ben Yered, that Yosef is a Gilgal of Chanoich? And what is the significance of this? So the Targum Yoinasan says that on the Pasuk, that what happened, that Chanoich himself actually, very interestingly, Chanoich morphed into becoming a malach. We've spoken about this before. Chanoich, it says, V'lokach Yisrael Elokim, Hashem took him. It doesn't sound like he died. He actually didn't die. He was actually taken to Shemayim to become a malach. The malach is known as the malach Matat. Matat, for our purposes, is enough of its name. Matat, at the end of that is Roin, that's the name of this Malach. He's a very special Malach. Okay, it's not one of the regulars. There's the regulars, there's Michal, Gavriel, those are the ones that come down here. Malach Matat stays up there. And Chanoich became a Malach. He's the Sar HaPonim, that's the name of the of Sar HaPonim, that's the name of the Malach. And it says, the Targum Yoinasan says, Chanoich served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Enenuim Dayori Aretz, he didn't belong down here with the people in this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him up and he called him Matat Sofer Gadol or Sarapnim. So what does Chanoich have to do with Yosef? So it's interesting because Yosef is called Nar. And we have a pasuk that says Chanoich Lenar Al Pi Darkoi. So Chanoich is called Nar. Interesting. So Yosef is called Vunar is Bnei Bila, and Chanoich Lenar Api Darko, and Yosef is the Gilgal of Chanoich. Somehow the pieces are starting to come together. So what is this? What's going on over here? And let's talk about Chinuch and Chanukah, which is about Chinuch, Chanukah, Chinuch. So as follows. We understand that when a person is a Gilgal of someone else, that means that there's a job that's unfinished. Unfinished business, and that he's coming back in order to kind of like finish off the job. So Yosef had to do something that Chanoich didn't manage to do. So what's the pshat? Says the Chassam Sofer, what was Chanoich's weakness? Chanoich's weakness was as follows. He was a very inspired person. He was lit. And Chanoich wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he didn't want to be busy with the people's generation. I mean, these people are like, they're not doing it. They're not inspired. They're corrupt. They're doing Averis. Leave me alone. He went into his corner, Chanoich, and he just wanted to just daven to Hashem and just wanted to learn, and that's it. And he didn't engage anyone else around him. That was Chanoich's avodah. And Hashem said, listen, if you're just going to do this by yourself, so then I don't need you down here. You could go up there. You could be a Malach and Shemayim. Because we are part of this world. All of us, we're part of a society. And if we're not, you're not going to do that, so then you might as well go to Shemayim and be up there. We'll see, Chanoich has his own job in Shemayim also, which is not the regular job. But I'll kopon him. Now perhaps we can understand a little bit more about what Yosef's tafkin in this world was. Yosef came to finish the job. Yosef was here in order to engage the people around him, the people below him. Yosef was supposed to try to bring people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had that holy neshama, this heilige neshama of Chanoich, but Chanoich used it just for himself. And Yosef, his tikkun was going to be in order to try to bring other people, to engage other people and bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, says the Arizal something very, very fascinating. And you might have heard this before, maybe not. It says that the neshamas of the Dor HaMabul were the same neshamas of the Dor of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The same neshamas. And it's interesting, the Dor HaMabul, they were destroyed with water, and the neshamas in Yetzias Mitzrayim also is a lot about water. Paro's gzeru on Klal Yisrael was kol ben hayulud hayoyre tashlichuhu, which is they have to be thrown into the yar, and then the mitzvim were drowned in the mayim, and there's a lot of, because these neshamas come from the same place. These neshamas come from the same place. So now, Chanoich was there in the time of the Mabul, and he did not engage the people in order to elevate them. Yosef HaTzadik is here in the same time when we're going down to Mitzrayim. Yosef has got to engage the people. So now, in order for Yosef to do that, says the Pchatzkel Mishinavah, the Divrei Yechezkel. Yosef said, look, if I'm going to look too different, if I'm going to be standing there and I'm going to be, there's going to be such a gap between me and the other people, I'm not going to be able to talk to them. I'm not going to be able to help them. So Yosef HaTzadik did the following thing. He put on a costume. He had for himself his work clothes, and that was, he put on a chup, he made his eyes nice, and everyone was like, wow, this dude is cool. I mean, check out that suit, it's really something else. And Yosef was doing that for what purpose? He wanted to be able to relate to the people. He wanted to be able to makariv the people, like for example, the Bnei Bilha. So now let's put this all together. Yosef was na'ar. Rashi says, what is na'ar? He was busy with his hair. He was busy with his eyes. He was busy with his levush, with the externals. With the externals, which aren't really important to him. But he did that because who na'ar as b'nei bilah. There was the low-class people. And other people were like, I'm not going to be busy with you. You're not important enough. Yosef says, I am going to be busy with you. I'm going to go down there, go down to your level, and try to elevate you and lift you up. That's what Yosef did. Chanoich lina'ar al pi darkoi. I'm going to go to your path, to where you're at. And that's why Yosef was doing all these things. Now the problem is, the struggle a person can have is sometimes when you know you're busy, you know, saying, oh, I'm just doing this for like, because, you know, it's part of my job, and this is just my this is just my work clothes, or this is the outfit I have to wear. But then it's, you know, it can sometimes become a part of you. And that's a trick. And the litmus test was Eishes Potiphar. Eishes Potiphar, she's like, Yosef, you're a good-looking guy. And she tried to seduce Yosef. And the Pasuk says, Vatispesehu bibgadav. She held on to his clothing, to his chitzonius. And the question was, Yosef, is this going to become who you are? Are you going to capitulate? And when you're saying that it just was something you're doing for others, to actually fall prey to that? And the answer is no. Yosef is Oymed bin Nisayim. And Yosef is able to do the job that he has to do to try to elevate the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So listen to this interesting thing. What does the Malach Matat do? The Malach Matat, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Malach Matat, Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel Mebeis, Melame Toira, Letinoika Shabbos Raman Shemesu Kishahem Ketanim. There's little kids that they died when they were young. So the neshamas go up to Shemaim young. So they need someone to teach them. Who's teaching those little kids? The Malach Matat. In other words, the Malach Matat's job was really to be in Mechanech. Chanoich became Matat. Chanoich Lenar. Take care of the young ones. But he didn't do it down here. So he's doing it up there. Who's doing it down here for him? Yosef Hatzad. So now let me share with you another interesting thing. The Ramam Ipanos says the Malach Matat does something else. The Malach Matat, he sews shoes. He was a sandler. He used to sew shoes together. And whenever, on a kol tefira, on every time, every stitch, he would say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Le'olam Voed. Interesting, why is he sewing shoes? In Shemayim, who needs shoes? What's the Malach Matat sewing shoes for? What's going on over here? But I think that perhaps the pshat is as follows. Shoes have a very unique place in this week's parasha also. Do you know that the brothers were walking around without shoes? And then when they sold Yosef, it's actually a pasuk in this week's Haftorah. It says that they sold Yosef and they bought shoes. What is this? They sold Yosef and they bought shoes. And the Malach Matat in Shemayim, he stitches shoes. So what's going on over here? But I think the pshat is as follows. People have lots of different begotten. The beggar that is the lowest on our guf is our shoes. It's mamish, it's holding us up from the bottom. It's holding us up from the bottom is our shoes. And it's holding us together. A person can't really walk, he can't really function if he doesn't have shoes. And Yosef HaTzadik was a bechina of the min alim, the na'alayim, the shoes of Klal Yisrael. And when they sold Yosef, they felt like we don't have it, nothing's holding us together. They had to buy shoes because they didn't have any shoes anymore. Yosef was their shoes. Yosef, who was being chabad to holding the bottom together. There's a saying, the Welt sagt, the Avertel. There's a saying as follows. They say that there's three major works that there exist in the world of Chassidus. There's the work of the Noam Elimelech, the Heilige Noam Elimelech, and there's the work of the Baal HaTanya, and there's the work of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. The work of the Noam Elimelech, he's busy the whole time with the tzaddik and talking about the chashivas of the tzaddik and talking about being on the highest level a person could be. That's the Noam Elimelech. The Baal HaTanya, he's busy the whole time with the Beinoni. His whole sefer, Tanya, is the sefer of Beinonim. He speaks about that basically everyone is a Beinoni, and a person being on a madrega of Beinoni and how to elevate, and how to try to like work through being a Beinoni. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov speaks about people that are Rishayim. They're Rishayim. People that are on the lowest level, and a person should never give up hope. A person should always realize that there's no Yush, a person, and as long as your light is still lit, Odev Shalat Taken, you could still fix things. And the person should always be besimcha, and he's trying to touch the people that are on the lowest level. That's a bechina of Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik. And that's something very special about Yosef, that Yosef is there. The ikvas of the Meshicha means when a person is in the lowest, where the ekev is the lowest part of the body. The shoes, for many of us, are there in order to give us ankle support. Because otherwise, we can't walk. So in the zman of ikvas of the Meshicha, we need to be mechanech, chanoich lenar al pidarko. And there's a special way, it's a different way. Because we have to be able to get down to their level and understand what a person is. The hardest thing that you can have is when a person, when a mechanech says, I don't understand you. I don't understand, because some people don't. We have to try to understand. When Reb Shraga Feivel Mendelovich came over to America, he was a Hasidish Yid. So his Rebbe told him, don't put on a shtreimel. Because when you're going to America, this was America up then, he says, you're going to wear a shtreimel. Everyone's going to think you're a weirdo. It's like, what type of, you know, it's like a caveman is this, that he's wearing shtreimel in America? Now, Baruch Hashem, nowadays, you see plenty of shtreimels. But when Reb Shraga Feivel came, he had no choice. He had to relate to the people, so he changed is chitzonius, but it didn't change the pnimius. And that's a bechina of Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef is the one that was that he laid the groundwork for Klal Yisrael to be able to come out of Mitzrayim. And Beis Hashem, just like we were zoicha, the beginning of all of our geula comes from Mitzrayim. We'll be zoicha also now. So we'll be b'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. We'll get out of every person his own personal meitzar. Every one of us is in our own personal meitzar. Is like we're in captivity. We can break out. All we need is to be able to just try to see that inside of every person that feels like he's not there, it's just his chitzainius, but his pnimius, his kuloi toiv. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.